Please hand the speaker card to Mike, who's seated to my left. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, then please take that discussion outside while our meeting is in session. You don't have to go all the way outside here, and it's kind of cool outside. Just head for the foyer. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch your cell phones to ringers to vibrate or silent. Take my own advice. Okay, the time is now 21 minutes after the hour of 6 p.m. Mike, could you take a call over?
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Atkinson? Commissioner?
Here, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Maggie Dedekiros?
Here.
Commissioner Josh LaFarga? Not here. Commissioner Eli Lippman? Not here. Commissioner Eve Sinclair?
Here.
Commissioner Deborah Wiebe? Not here. You have a quorum?
Let the record note that Commissioner Lippman is indicating that he has arrived.
Perfect. Welcome, Commissioner Lippman.
Okay.
Pass out.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And a good New Year to all the commissioners. All right.
Is this me?
Forward.
Next time we'll have to bring ours.
First item on the agenda is discussion by neighborhood council representatives of any neighborhood council that may have filed a CIS or have a resolution with regards to one of our agenda items. I have not been made aware of any. That's the new provision where if you have that, you get up to 5 minutes to speak with regards to that item. Multiple item comment period. Persons who have filed multiple speaker cards, and there are a number of you, who may wish to speak on all of these items at one time for up to 5 minutes, this is the time to do it. Is there anybody who wishes to?
Oh, no, he's going to do something for me.
Oh, he's going to do something for you. And here I thought we had somebody wanting to do our multiple speaker. Okay. Then
there's a couple.
Then you will be able to speak on the items that you put cards in for at the time the item is called up to a total of 5 minutes in one-minute increments. So if you speak for 30 seconds on an item, that counts as a minute, just to let you know. Okay.
Did you guys want to go with the multiple items? I think they wanted the commissioner.
Is there somebody who wants to go with the multiple item comments? Okay, come on up. Please announce yourself.
Hi, welcome. My name is Mark Lagasse. Okay. I live in Tahunga, but I used to live in Herman for many years, and I have a huge stake in that community. And I just wanted to speak on agenda items number 7 and 11.
Okay.
As you probably know, Herman has submitted a subdivision application, and I wanted to express my gratitude for supporting the adoption of a policy that allows for subdivision, which I feel is a very important improvement to our neighborhood council system. I look forward to the day when Herman will have its own neighborhood council. It means a lot to the residents of Herman and to me. Self-described as the biggest neighborhood in LA, that's Herman. A new neighborhood council will allow us to flourish by concentrating on the things important to our historic, cohesive, and very active community. Thank you very much.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Did I go over my time?
No, you're good.
Okay. Moving on. Item number...
Then you have Ms. Reiser.
I'm sorry.
I think there's like five or six of us.
We all want to speak on at one time?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you are?
I am Wendy Reiser, and I'm part of the Herman Neighborhood Council Formation Committee.
So you'll be speaking on items 7 and
7 and 11.
Okay.
I want to give you a different kind of report about neighborhood councils. Being part of a tenacious Herman community that has worked since 2011 to be able to apply to now become the Northeast Los Angeles' newest council, it has been exciting, sometimes frustrating, but ultimately empowering to have charted this new territory. The undaunting effort of our community stakeholders through the past 5 years has been just incredible. And I want you to know from this side of becoming a council that we are thrilled to now be within reach of being able to bring you a report as the new Herman Neighborhood Council. This groundbreaking process that ultimately turned a subdivision policy into law is in no small way due with our thanks to Councilman Jose Huizar, who believed that our active and engaged Herman community deserved a process to be able to subdivide from our council and apply for certification to become our own neighborhood council. We're grateful for his hard work to pave that path for us. We're also grateful to Gracie Liu and her tireless staff for their hard work to help close this gap. And so tonight, I want to just quickly, with other neighbors, introduce you to the very special community of Herman, who we believe will be coming to you for certification soon. We're a historic community founded in 1903 by pioneer families that came from all over the United States to an empty bowl-shaped barren land to create and build the Los Angeles Seminary, a Free Methodist school. Families, many with meager means, came and built modest cottages to afford the cost of sending their kids to that special school. The site of that school has continued to be used for schools since 1903, and we have fought together as a community to successfully keep it for schools. Our streets are named after early Free Methodist preachers, bishops, and other early leaders. Our streets remain with many of the original family cottages that were built, with now more and more being restored. We're a diverse community, and our meetings, where we have regularly 40 to 50 stakeholders, because of our extensive outreach, have grown to mirror our community's population, and we're really proud of that. We have an elementary school, a charter high school, and a continuation charter high school. Our Herman Park has tennis courts, a fitness zone, and Herman Dog Park, which is the only park in Los Angeles with an agility course. The Arroyo Seco Maintenance Yard is in Herman, as are three historic cultural designated monuments. And I'll close with a fun fact that Diane Keaton, who you may recall started the vest fashion statement in Annie Hall, was born and grew up in Herman. So how cool is that? Thank you all for your service to our city.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Annie Sakamoto, and I'm a part of the Herman Neighborhood Council Formation Committee.
And which items do you wish to speak to?
Which item?
7-11,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I came to Herman community in 1946, attended the Little Elementary School, Bushnell Way, the Los Angeles High School, and graduated from the Los Angeles Pacific College, now emerged as Azusa Pacific College. I attended the Little Herman Church, got married in it 50 and a half years ago. And Herman is a very self-contained community, very active. It's got all that you would dream for a little community, including a dog park and a full-service gas station. I returned to Herman after teaching in the public school district in the Hudson, about where La Puente is, and raised our two children who attended Bushnell Way and Pacific High School. And Herman has a community ethnic church. It has several eating places, a grocery store, Fresco. And although we are small, we are a mighty force under the tireless efforts of Joe and Wendy Reiser, Councilman Huizar and his office, and many others. And this little town of Herman certainly deserves to be certified and considered a subdivision from our current neighborhood council, and we look forward to reporting to you in the future as the Northeast newest neighborhood council. And thank you as a commission for supporting the creation of a subdivision policy.
Thank you.
Hello there.
Hi.
My name is Arthur Jaramillo, and I'll be speaking on items 7 and 11 also for the Herman area. Okay, we in Herman look forward to reporting to you officially in the future as the first new neighborhood council formed in Northeast Los Angeles in almost 14 years. We also want to thank your commission for supporting the adoption of a policy that allows the subdivision. Now, I've lived there. I just turned 69 November 27, so I lived there for 66 years. Came when I was 3 years old. And I've seen the community, the Herman community, change three or four different times since I was a little boy. Because I remember, maybe not the first couple of years when I lived there, but since I started kindergarten, I remember everything. So I see the community turn in a lot of different directions. The best always be in the 50s. Okay, I was very little then, but the 50s were definitely the best. It's starting to be back to that now. Okay, went through a little rough period in the 70s, but now it's coming back because we've got a lot of new people moving in, homeowners that are taking pride in their homes and the community. Like it was said earlier, there's quite a few people that come to our meetings. Tremendous outreach. In fact, Wendy has me delivering flyers quite frequently to all these different the homes and stuff. It's supposed to be about a 45-minute walk that I do, and ends up taking me about 3 hours because I end up talking to all the neighbors. They want to ask me about my mother and father that died 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, it goes on. It's a thing. Everybody knows who I am. So I've seen the community change a lot, and right now we're on a very good track. We have a lot of good people and a lot of people, new people, that came from outside of the state, a lot from New England and the Midwest that are moving out here, and they like the community because it's close to Los Angeles, close to the freeways, it's close to Pasadena, and it's unique because it's all by itself. And unless you go there, you might never know what's around. So a lot of new people, and they want to get involved with the community. So, and they come to the meetings, and they're young, so there's a lot of new energy and new thought process and everything. So by getting our own neighborhood council, we'll be able to effectively do more for our own community. The way we're in right now with the ANSC, the Royal Seco thing, we don't have that much say-so, and they don't even come to our area, or they don't know too much about us, and they're very jealous, to be honest with you, of our meetings because we have so many people. The council office comes, the police department comes, the fire department comes. Everybody comes to our meetings because we request them, and they come because there's a big audience. There's a lot of people come. So I think by forming our own little neighborhood council, which we, you know, have applied for, it's going to be very effective for our community because all these new people that are coming in are going to have a say-so on their area, what they want to do in their community, instead of having to go through this long, bureaucratic crap that you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, with the local neighborhood council there in that area, there's a lot of things that can be done there for the benefit of the city, for the benefit of the community, and generally speaking, for everybody, you know, because they get involved. We clean the streets, we do pickups, we keep the area very clean. So I could go on and talk for hours, but you guys got the gist of it. So thank you very much. Again, my name is Arthur Jaramillo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nicole Mahalka. I'm here to speak on behalf of the Herman Neighborhood for a Council Formation Committee. I've owned property in Herman. I'm here to speak about items 7 and 11.
Thank you.
I've owned property in Herman since 2013. We discovered it by accident. We were looking for a mixed-use property in Highland Park, and Herman happens to be in the same zip code, and I quickly learned that Herman is a distinct community that is not part of Highland Park. but I think that at some point they annexed the zip codes. We were really thrilled that we chose Herman because it's a nice, safe family community. We have a 2.5-year-old who we raise there and take to the park. Then we've got another newcomer on the way. So there are lots of newcomers. And my husband also runs his architecture business from Herman. Like I said, we're proud that Herman is a family community, and it's very special the way that the community leaders that are there, considering how the size of it, really mobilize everyone, old, new, and bring everyone into the fold. And I've really been amazed by when there's a community meeting called, how many people come, considering the size of our community. So I think we're a perfect candidate for this, for having our own neighborhood council. We look forward to reporting to this group, and we're very happy that you've included us. We want to thank you for considering us in the subdivision process. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. That's it. Is item number four?
I just wanted to make a brief comment and say that while I live in Palms now, Eli Libman, Commissioner Libman, I used to live in Herman off on Monterey for a couple of months. So I know where you guys are, and I love your little community. So excited that you applied.
Thank you, Commissioner Libman. Okay. Number five, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December 19 of 2016. Does anybody, any of the commissioners, have any additions, corrections, anything to say about the minutes? Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Okay. Commissioner Maggie Derrick Quiroz makes a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a second?
Second.
Any objection to the minutes being approved? No objection. We'll take that as unanimous. Minutes are approved. I think what we should do at this moment is that I should recess this meeting for approximately 20 minutes so that we can have a discussion and some action with regards to the 15-year anniversary of the certification of Glassell Park Neighborhood Council. So the commission is in recess at 21 minutes before the hour of 7.
Good evening, commissioners and community members. I'm Gracie Liu. I'm the general manager for the Department of Neighbor Empowerment, also known as Empower LA, and I'm so pleased tonight to honor the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council for their 15-year anniversary. I'm going to bring a bunch of folks up to come talk about this historic event. What I do want to say is when I first started with the department, I was trained out in the valley, but then I came and I supervised the east area, including Glassell Park Neighborhood Council, and you know, worked with Bradley and Maggie, and just was such a pleasure. And you guys are going to hear some stories about why they got certified third in the city over as opposed to first. But without any further ado, I'm actually going to call up some of our members from the city who wanted to come and present certificates to Glassell Park. So the first person I'll be calling up is Amanda Mejia, who is the East Area Representative for the Office of Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Hello, good evening, everyone. My name is Amanda Mejia, and I am the East Area Representative for Mayor Mayor Garcetti. And I have been coming to the Neighborhood Council meetings I've been in this area now for about a year, so I'm really excited to have the opportunity to work with the Glassell Neighborhood Council. Very active community and very grateful for their willingness to improve their community. So I'm so excited to be here. And on behalf of the mayor, I would like to congratulate them and thank Glassell Park Neighborhood Council for their 15 years of service. And I look forward to many more years. Thank you.
On behalf of
old and new members from Glassell Park Neighborhood Council. If you guys want to come up and we can take a picture, you can take a lot of pictures tonight. So so please come on up and we'll take pics.
Amanda.
Yeah, it's true. You're going to stay, just stay up here for a while.
Come on, people.
Huh. You only get one commissioner?
Who's taking a picture? Oh, there's Mike. They've been doing it this way, and it gets and they get posted, so they keep up on. Well, they don't. It's not. They don't change this. All they do is they do a cancellation.
Thank you, Amanda. Okay. So our next representative is the Deputy District Director for Councilmember Gil Cedillo, Jose Rodriguez, and I want to thank him for getting us this lovely venue as well. Thank you, Jose.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome commissioners and community to this evening. I've had the fortune of working with three different boards of the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council, being in office now coming up on 4 years. And having worked other parts of the city for other council members, I have to say that Glassell Park by far is a neighborhood council that is very active and definitely fulfills the spirit of what a neighborhood council is, and that is to bring more citizen participation into government and make government more responsive to local needs. So it's been a joy working with the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council. And on behalf of Councilmember Gilbert Cedillo, I'd like to invite current and past Glassell Park Neighborhood Council members up to receive this congratulatory certification from the City of Los Angeles.
Don't they have to come up for the next picture?
And more people, and more people.
That's yours.
You be sure that she did a picture.
That's awesome.
She's going to be there for the whole
Come on, Arthur. Do not let me not be in this picture.
No, that's actually mine. No. This and that is her.
Yes. So the next is Hector Vega, Field Deputy for Office of Councilmember Mitchell Farrell, which you're kind of wondering why is Hector here, right? Well, there's a special story about that. So, Hector.
Thank you, Gracie. Appreciate it. So again, my name is Hector Vega, Field Deputy for Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell's office for Glassell Park. And, the councilmember was actually one of the founding members of this neighborhood council. You can see his picture front and center in that cake, in that beautiful cake right there. So, he started, his career in public service back in the 90s as a grassroots organizer, and then became involved with the community of Glassell Park and with the neighborhood council. And, now he's city council member covering a portion of Glassell Park. So I'm happy to be here on his behalf. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it today. I just echo all the statements that my colleagues here have made about working with the neighborhood council with Glassell Park. It's a very special group. I've had the pleasure of working with a number of folks, Bradley, Jamie, Maggie, Mark, all you folks, Sandy, and I look forward to working together and seeing what more we could, other great things we could do in Glassell Park. So thank you.
Thank you. So next, I would like to invite our very own commissioner, Maggie Derek Quiros, to come up and say a few words as one of the founding members herself of the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council.
Hey, Maggie.
Yeah. You want video?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you much for everyone for coming. I just want to say that it's been an honor being one of the key co-founders, along with Bradley, Juana Cruz, Carl Cruz, and, of course, Art. And then we had others like Elisa Smith. And the picture, the cake speaks a loud words. I actually brought a lot of the pictures from the beginning when we got started and certified. I also want to welcome some of the new Glassell Park Neighbor Council members. I heard from the grapevine that someone said, you know, don't mingle with the old, you know, start from fresh. But I think that everyone should kind of work together and stuff, because you'd be surprised on how much you can learn from each other, whether we agree or disagree. It's actually pretty good. For my experience, I actually got Juana Cruz, Carl Cruz, and my kid godfather. Their kid is my godson. Art Camarillo is my oldest daughter's godfather. So I actually kept in touch with, I went to George Smith's wedding. So we became a family. Sometimes we never agreed. We always kind of disagreed, but when it came to community stuff, we stayed on the side, but we always kind of somehow came together, and we're celebrating our 15-year anniversary, and I'm glad that all of you guys are here today, and hopefully we could have more neighbor councils as well to celebrate their anniversaries as well. Thank you guys for all coming.
Thank you, Maggie. I'd actually like to call up some of the current Glassell Park Neighborhood Council board members. I have Jamie Ramirez and Sandy Garcia. If you guys would like to come up and just talk about what you guys are doing. And then we'll have some of the founding members and other board members come up too to talk about it as well. And I know you guys are already stars with filing community impact statements. You're a leading neighbor council with that, so I want to congratulate you just for that alone. But I know you do many other things, so please share.
Nice.
So we didn't know we were going to be asked to speak, so we're not prepared. But I will just comment that Gracie Lou said we're doing the best with community impact statements. So I got to give a shout out to Marge, because she is kind of like single-handedly researching those and bringing those to us and asking us to get on those. And yeah.
And on that, we have a very dynamic group, as past and present. I feel that. I agree with Maggie. I've learned from the past and present alike, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. So thank you to all.
And I'll say one thing that our new board is doing is we've started having town halls. We had our first one in November?
Yes.
I think it was
November. How to get things done.
Yeah. And we're going to be having one every other month for a while. We're really excited about this format. It's some people find the board meetings a little tedious and boring, but the town hall meetings are a little bit more community-oriented. And we had a good response at that first one. I thought it was really cool. And we've been having a lot of events. They've been well-attended. And it feels really cool to be part of GPNC right now.
That was good. You guys are good on the fly. So I see Bradley and other folks and Art. If you guys want to come up and kind of talk about your experience with Glassell Park Neighborhood Council, we'd love to hear from you as well. And then the commission will have a certificate for everybody too. So we're going to drag you all back up here to kind of chat, take another picture. But feel free to just come up and you guys can share, say who you are and what you used to do.
Well, first of all, for those of you who do not know, my name is Bradley, and for those who know me, I'm pretty well known in the Northeast, but mainly with Glassell Park. I think we were the third neighborhood council citywide, but we would have been the first neighborhood council citywide had there not been some shenanigans with Janice Hahn's people over on the west side. But I have to give huge credit to Mitchell Farrell, the council member who at that time was a stakeholder, and of course to Juana Cruz, who stayed up till 12, 1 o'clock at night getting our application done, making sure all the documentation and exhibits were together. And for many of the people that are stars on the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council, and that's Maggie Derrett, Art Camarillo, Mark Quiros, several people that unfortunately are not with us any longer because they've passed away or they've moved out of the community. But this Glassell Park Neighborhood Council that we know today would not be what it is if it had not been for these people out there in the community working to talk with stakeholders, get them involved, and be a participant in the Glassell Park community. And I do want to say lastly is I want to thank our general manager, because we've gone through several general managers and they've stuck around long enough to at least say that they've been a general manager, but Gracie Lou has been the general manager of the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. So I want to thank you again, Gracie Lou, for all you've done for us and for keeping us moving forward. And to Leonard and the commissioners, Leonard knows me from way back when we got started. Thank you all for serving. We know that it is a huge commitment, but thank you all. And thanks again for recognizing the Glassell Park Neighborhood Council's 15th year anniversary. Thank you. Our boundaries are Division Street, yes, Division Street, San Fernando Road, Glendale, and the areas of Highland Park. Yeah, there's Highland Park, Eagle Rock. So it does end along that location. Okay. Thank you.
So I have a list of folks that are supposed to be in the room. Juana Cruz, Carl Cruz, Art Camarillo, Michael Devek, Mark Quiros, Andy Montalegre, and George Smith. Any of you guys want to come up and share? Please,
George.
Don't be shy. We like to hear stories. Come on, you can just come up here and line up if you feel the need to speak.
My name is George Smith. I had the honor and privilege of working with Maggie and also Bradley and Art for about 6 years. I think it was either between 2004 and 10 or 2006 and 12. Kind of a little fuzzy there on the exact years. I was on the general board. I also served two terms as the treasurer. I was the chair of the budget and finance committee. I served on the bylaw committee. So I found it to be very challenging. In my opinion, the old 20-80 rule or 80-20 rule, however you look at it, when you work for a volunteer-type organization, unfortunately, about 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And I don't know if that's changing. I hope it is, because it's easy to get burnt out from doing too much. But I had, the pleasure working with them and others, and it's good to see them again here tonight. And so I encourage the current members to continue to reach out to the community. That's always a very important aspect of any neighborhood council. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, George.
Thank you, George. Art? Yeah? No? Everything's been said?
Come on,
Art. Anyone else need to say something from your heart? All right. So I'm going to call up all of our members again, and as well as our commissioners, to come forward so that we can present you with another certificate.
Me too. Come on, Carl.
Can you get up?
He is here. Wait a minute.
Yeah, one more.
Members get it. We got two more years to go. So, One more year to go.
We also have these really nice, nifty 15-year pins for our Glassell Park Neighborhood Council members, old and new. And so I have them here. And there's cake. So I think we're going to continue this break to cut the beautiful cake back there. So thank you again for coming, and thank you again for all of your service.
Find something. Cutting the cake.
Oh, cutting the cake.
Okay. Well, I'll see if something is here. You're starting to say. Yeah. Go ahead. They submitted.
So they submitted. The department denied it.
That's right.
But it still had to come to us for a vote, anyways.
Well, they're allowed to ask them to come.
Okay. Which they did.
And
but then they can't make the meeting.
Well, see what happened is. Under the plan.
Yeah.
After we're presented with the application, it must be on the agenda following the last meeting we had. We tabled it to today, but that's the day we were given the application.
I know.
Yeah.
So it had to be today.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I don't know why it's not showing up there.
So should we, I mean...
Okay, so we're having you got to do an official that is it a motion to amend Rule 3 to adopt the new calendar year schedule, and it's the one that I provided you.
Yeah, I know, I saw. And what did you do differently?
All we did was we put it in the proper format.
Okay.
No.
We did. Okay.
Yeah, correct. You know, I put it in proper format.
What I'm hoping
when you cancel meet regularly scheduled meetings, you just do cancel and then you adopt.
What I'd like to see on here at some point is something that indicates that those that are bolded are meetings that may be changed.
Well, no, that's not what those represent. The bolded represents the meetings that are at City Hall.
Oh, you've changed that. The only ones that were bolded previously were the ones that are going to be changed.
Well, no, but the whole thing is I put it in the proper format of how it goes in the...
What we should do is we should star them. Asterisk them. The only reason I'd like to do that is to give people the notice.
Well, but one asterisk,
because
there's two.
Yeah. So we could do something. That's all. That doesn't need to be right now.
No, because that creates issue. They create Brown Act. Yeah. The Brown Act that your meetings are set, and then you're subject to change at some point if you. Cancel the meeting and then you notice it's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just like, yeah.
I'm like, I would just change them next.
Okay.
You know, and this time, this will go as an amended insert into the actual rules, and that's what will get posted. Because before, when they do that other stuff, it's confusing when you get a baby or somebody looking for stuff.
No.
Yeah.
That's the latest one.
Well, no, and then she sent another email saying... No, then she sent a third email, fourth email.
This is
asking to submit these comments.
Okay. Okay, but here's the other one.
There was one
that she said at 3:40 something.
That they're all out of town and nobody can make it.
Right, you saw that.
And then she sent one at 4 saying, well, since I here are my comments for tonight, please submit these comments. So my question is there a way that those can be read or...
What?
Her comments, or...
Where are they?
For the two.
Apple's changed the way it formats.
It's annoying.
It drives me crazy.
She's running for city attorney.
Well,
Well, he was preparing to run for city attorney.
If she emailed in a comment,
yeah.
Which I should have someplace. When was it?
Four. I just forwarded it to you. We didn't have time to print it off. Should I forward it to all the commissioners?
Which one? Have it read? After this one, unfortunately?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were all doing, you know, it's always been a matter of them crossing the line.
He said that they were going to put some filing charges. It's like, really?
Since I must do something for myself, please submit these comments. I just sent you an email with it.
I'm going to get some cake.
So I guess my question is, are we accepting the recommendation of...
So it's after the 4:10, right? The last one I got was at 4:10 p.m. What time was it?
Where's the meeting? Where's the long time meeting? Because I couldn't open your email, whatever attachment or whatever
it said,
insert.
I sent it to you today.
I know, but inserted would not open.
I put it within the body of the
question
email.
Is, are we accepting?
But it said Valerie Shaw's house.
Are we motioning to accept the
recommendation? So I'll send it out again tomorrow. I'll just put it on a regular email.
Or are we motioning to...
Yeah. It said Happy New Year, and then I put all the...
Depends on what people want to
do. Whatever whatever it is that you were using.
I thought I was just doing a regular email, and I just put a different background, but I'll do it again tomorrow. But it's at Valerie Shaw's.
We can table it, right? Or we can't. Why not?
Because the plan says we shall act on it and be on our agenda.
That was 32. Okay, that's okay.
You have to act on it.
It's interesting. It shows
we're going to act on it.
Let's
act on it, baby.
It wouldn't open when I was at City Hall. Oh, see it now. I have it now.
I had a nice dinner.
Cake it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, 3928.
Oh, is it a casino? It's the 42nd.
New meetings in the neighborhood.
You get along?
Okay.
About that big?
Yeah.
Salvadorian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take some.
It's a Polish place.
He wants some. He wants some, though.
Okay.
He wants some.
Polish.
Yeah, it's good. Do you need any help at the retreat? Do you want me to... get a country?
I talked to... well, we'll figure that out. But I talked to Debbie earlier. Asked her friend, whoever it was she originally said could do the retreat, to find out if that person was still available.
Okay.
And because as soon as I know that, if they say yes, I could. I'll talk to them.
Why not? Just blowing my diet. I was like, I was so good. I was starting out so well for the new year.
I'm going to get Good evening again.
Mike,
Eli,
yes.
We're about to get started. Hello. Hi.
I just want to make sure.
Okay, I get to make one comment. There's at least one person here, I don't know, maybe a couple others, that remember that there were these meetings every month at LACC, and that's when neighborhood councils were just first going, and as a matter of fact, a little before the neighborhood councils actually got started, and a couple people are still around, so that's reminiscing going back to those days. It's a long time ago, but it was fun. All right. At 20 minutes after the hour of session, the commission is back in session. 20 minutes after 7, commission is back in session. Are there any neighborhood councils from the northeast area that haven't been heard from that would like to say something? Okay. Then we'll move on from number 7 to number 8. And I don't believe we have a representative from, excuse me, hang on just a minute. We have a card on. Okay, we have another card on number 7 that I missed. Mr. Lopez, Pablo Lopez? Can I come up?
Yeah, he's right here.
I got here a little late, sorry.
Okay.
I just wanted to speak about the neighborhood council for Herman, that you guys gave us an opportunity to be our own. I know that we've been trying for a while to become our own, and it's been about 4.5 years or so. I've been in Herman all my life, all 46 years of it, and I know that our neighbors support us becoming our own neighborhood council and working with all the neighborhoods around Herman. You know, so just wanted to give my little word on that, and I also like to thank all of you for volunteering and doing what you guys do here. I was there at one time, and I enjoyed it, and I learned a lot, and I hope you guys do support. That's becoming our own. Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
OK. Okay, moving on then to item number 8, verbal updates from representatives of the mayor or Los Angeles City Council. I don't see anybody but Mr. Hayes.
Where'd he go?
Mr.
Stuck
is
here.
I think he went to the restroom.
Oh. Well, I'll hold his
there
card.
He is, there
oh,
he is.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You're up. You have a card on number 8. Oh, this is number 8.
Verbal updates from the mayor.
Shows updates from the mayor. How much time do you want to devote to this, sir? How much time do you want to devote to this? You 1 minute? Okay. Mike, you want to do that?
I visited City Hall today, and I visited there because I've been pursuing one thing for 3 years. Now, you're going to think this is not true, but you've got to investigate it yourself. There are evacuation plans on the third floor, mayor's office, clerk's office, and the evacuation plan tells you how to escape that building in case of a fire, earthquake, terrorist attack. And it says, stairwell number 1, no access to the roof, go to stairwell number 5. Same thing goes for some number 3, 4, and all the others. But then you look at the evacuation plan, it says stairwell number 5, no access to the roof. Now, I think that's serious, particularly when I've gone to the fire department, I've gone to Homeland Security, I've gone to everyone saying, it's just paperwork, change the paper. But they won't do it. They will not do that. I don't understand why. Maybe you understand why something so serious as how the hell they get out of this place.
Sir, your time's up.
Can't be put on a piece of paper.
Okay. Mr. Hayes, thank you. Thank you. 1 minute. Thank you. Number 9, we don't have anybody, I think, here from the budget advocate. On to number 10, general public comments. Mr. Hayes, don't go away. You have a card here for general public comments, comments on items within our jurisdiction, to which you can speak for 3 minutes.
Take 2 for this one.
This is a this doesn't count. This is a, this is a you get this in addition to other things. So you can speak for up to 3 minutes.
Oh.
You don't have to, but you can speak up to 3 minutes.
Your city attorney will inform you that they've told my council, you've got to get another office. This one's too tiny, too small. It won't accommodate the public. So our last meeting, we asked the stand-in president, what's the progress on it? None. Now, we had an election. I voted for the best candidate. The best candidate resigned after winning the election a week later. We spent $1,200 on copying. It was not a newspaper. We have a contract with Xerox. They bill us for every sheet of paper we print. You can buy a copier anywhere for $50. And you know what a ream of paper costs. Our agenda says that if you wish to speak, fill out a comment card. They will not provide the comment card. What the guy does is he points to the person he wants to speak. That person has access to speak. There's no first come, no first serve, no comment cards. So I said, I'll bring you some comment cards, the ones you have here. They won't do that. Now, I wanted to run for election. The election was rigged. Okay, and I didn't win because I couldn't run. It wasn't organized well enough to actually run for election. But I'm going to change all that, folks. But I don't want trouble in River City. I do not want trouble in River City. So I have been to your office and mentioned to one of your staff people about the problems we're having. They said, everybody's out on vacation right now. Come back later. Okay, I'll be back. But look, I understand these people are not like me. Ms. Atkins, you know who I am. And they're just regular people, household people, neighborhood people, things like that. They're not professionals, they're well-skilled, they're not dedicated, they're not talented. But we've got to do better with our 43 grand, and we can do a lot with that, and we can help this neighborhood. The most important thing for me is we do not have an ad hoc committee on MTA, although it goes right by our office. MTA has a multi-billion dollar project going on for the next 5 years, and we don't have an ad hoc committee on MTA. So I want that more than anything else. Because MTA is not a transit company, it's a construction company. You didn't know that? Our Crenshaw line goes up and down 5 times before it gets to the Green Line. Go to the Green Line, you see there's a Y at aviation, because the Green Line was initially to go to airport.
Please wrap it up.
One closing comment.
I say wrap it up.
But now they don't even tell you where the Green Line goes, but it goes to the airport the same as the Crenshaw line.
Okay, thank you. Well, we did have a comment card by Joe Reiser, but Joe has left. Are you back there?
Podium.
Oh, I couldn't see you. I'm sorry. I thought you'd left. All right.
Thank you. I am Joseph Reiser. I am with the Herman community as well. But I wanted to, you've already heard from quite a few people about how Herman is the pure empowerment story that you want neighborhood councils to be, and I think that that's been pretty plain. I wanted to speak to to talk about something that I hope you as a board of neighborhood commissioners can address as this process goes forward, whether it's a policy or a practice or whatever. And it's something that more than a few of the workers that are involved in the subdivision process in our neighborhood, and I think probably in some others, although I don't want to speak for them. And that's the idea that, and I think we've even heard maybe some rumblings that the department is concerned about this, that the existing neighborhood council that group is within may try to fight against it, and they have that right, of course, as individuals. My concern, and it goes all the way back to the way this process was created originally, as including one of the meetings in this room as a part of the NC plan review groups that came up with the subdivision policy, and that is that it should not be a vote of the board. It should not be an action of the board of the neighborhood council to decide whether or not a subdivision takes place. They obviously have a conflict of interest. They have an investment in the status quo, and you wouldn't expect them to support that necessarily. So, as I said, they have that right as individuals. Where I would hope that the board or the department or both would step in and say to them, and I think maybe the city attorney has weighed in, at least in one case with sort of a suggestion of this, is that they should not, as a board or as a neighborhood council, take a position on whether subdivision should take place in this case. As individuals, yes. If they want to rally their friends and neighbors to vote against it in their neighborhood, that's fine. The board shouldn't take a position against it. They certainly shouldn't use neighborhood council taxpayer funds to take a position. And hopefully you will see it, and they will be asked to see it, like taking a position on a city council race or taking a position on an amendment or something that's coming up before the voters to vote on. And they should, if they're interested in getting the news out to their stakeholders about what's happening, then have an impartial panel and forum like we do with city council races and have everybody give their side to the stakeholders, let them decide. But I would really hate to see the neighborhood council that is currently a part of this, or that a subdividing group is currently a part of, blast out with their neighborhood council money to all the stakeholders. Don't vote for this. It's a bad thing, blah, blah, blah. It's already enough of a sort of David and Goliath situation. I think that the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners and the department can keep this so that the playing field is a little more level if we can avoid that sort of situation taking place. So that's what I wanted to ask. And thank you very much for everything they thank you for, too. And Happy New Year.
No further comment cards on number 10. So we will move to number 11, General Manager's report. General Manager Liu.
Thank you,
Commissioner. So just a few updates on what we're doing. We are starting 2017 already in full gear and racing towards the end of the fiscal year. As you know, that we've submitted our budgets, and we just answered a series of questions from the CAO's office on specifics on our budget and our request. So we've answered those and are waiting to have our meeting in February with the mayor's office about our budget request for next fiscal year. Connected to that are the elections and whether online voting will move forward, and we'll be completing our report this week about that to the City Council, as they requested, in terms of the future of online voting and recommendations for 2018 elections. We have recently completed the temporary services contracts for neighborhood councils. They've been finalized and now are official. And in addition to the current vendors that we have, Apple One, Lloyd's, and Partners in Diversity, we have a new vendor, Bridge Gap Temporary Staffing and Services Agency as well. And these vendors now have the ability to also, well, they've had it in the past, but there's some focused work on helping neighborhood councils complete monthly expenditure reports. So they will have that specialty. The original RFP for this also included a training component. However, that training component was taken out as there's a lot of trainings that the department does, and we just wanted to make sure there were no conflicts in the training area. Though if neighborhood councils are interested in paying a vendor for trainings, to let us know, and we can assist them in any contractual needs in that regard. So we have a few events that are coming up in January. On January 13th at 10 a.m., Mayor Eric Garcetti and the Board of Public Works are going to be holding their Clean Streets LA Challenge Awards and celebrating with our neighbor councils that are participated in that event. Even before that, on January 9th, the Animal Services Department will be holding a meeting with the Animal Services Liaisons for the Neighborhood Councils at Ramona Hall from 6 to 8. And Animal Services Department will be basically presenting opportunities for Neighborhood Councils on working with them to do communication and outreach and strategic planning for the department. On January 14th, on January 16th, 26th, too many dates, January 26th, the Film Liaisons will be meeting at Film LA, meeting with Film LA at City Hall at the Public Works Chamber from 6 to 8 p.m., and then the liaisons, this is going to be the first meeting for those liaisons, and they'll be learning about information and how to work with the film industry. And on January 31st, the Purposeful Aging Liaisons for the Neighborhood Councils are going to be meeting with the Aging Department at City Hall in the Public Works Chamber from 6 to 8 p.m. And they're going to be learning about the Mayoral Directive Number 17, which is about purposeful aging in L.A. And we already know that some neighborhood councils are already doing aging in place programs for their neighborhood councils. So it's an opportunity for all the liaisons to share in that regard. Regarding subdivision policy, as I mentioned before, we had three applications, and we are finalizing the review of these three applications, and we anticipate letters going out to the three applicants, including Herman Neighborhood Council. Thank you very much. Yay. And just on that note, I do want to thank Joe and Wendy Reiser and the community of Herman for pushing forward subdivision. I actually remember the first meeting where we sat down with Joe and the previous general manager, where he's like, well, why can't we do this? I'm like, yeah, why can't we? So kudos to you and to Council Member Huizar for pushing this forward, and we're very happy to partner with the commission to make that policy happen. And
We have Skid Row Neighborhood Council, and then we have Laurel Grove Neighborhood Council. So we're reviewing those applications and making sure that they're complete, and so that we can see which ones will move forward with the election with their within their proposed neighborhood council area, to see if a majority of the stakeholders will want to have this new neighborhood council. And after that, if a majority do vote for a neighborhood council, this new neighborhood council, bless you, we will then present the bylaws for the commission for final review. I think we have no updates for the shared space beyond what was said by Mike at the last meeting. And with that, I am happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Commissioner.
I'm going to start at the far end of the table.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Commissioner St. Clair.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just missed the date. When was the Clean Street Challenge Award ceremony?
It's Saturday. You know what? I'm sorry. I have some conflicting dates.
The 13th.
It's 13th. Saturday the 13th, right?
Okay.
Is that 14th or
13th? 13th is a Friday.
13th. Oh, sorry. So it's the 14th. You're right.
Okay.
Oops.
And what time was
that?
I
apologize for the neighborhood council profiles. Monthly profiles is a wrong date. It's at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Commissioner Atkinson.
Commissioner Atkinson, a question, and I guess would fall under operational matters under B. A question that I always ask, and do we have staff now that attend the neighborhood council meetings?
So we do have neighborhood council advocates to attend some neighborhood council meetings. Our goal for January is actually to fill the vacant 5 project coordinator positions that we have, so that we'll be able to actually attend all neighborhood council meetings by the end of this fiscal year.
Okay, so we're still waiting to fill all the positions.
Right. I just received approval from CAO's office to post for the vacant positions. So our timeline is to try to post for the next 2 weeks, interview, and then hopefully have offers out to the candidates by the end of this month.
All right. I just asked because just wanted to make a comment that we got a lot of activities going on at Dunn, which are really, really great, Civic U and everything else that's going on, and fulfilling some of the policy initiatives of the mayor's office, but some of these neighborhood councils are out in the greater world.
Yes.
Doing what they want to do, and nobody's watching them and helping them. And what's happening with the neighborhood councils, as I've said before, they're brand new board members.
Yes.
And they don't always know what's going on, and this training that they get on the internet is, you know, not the greatest, as I've said many times before. So that's why I keep asking. So I hope that you do get the budget to, you know, get these staff people out. You had once said a few months ago that you thought you had a staff to go to these neighborhood councils, but I guess you didn't at the time.
Yeah, we had received the funding for it, but for this fiscal year, we see the position authorities, but the funding for this fiscal year was they only provided 6 months funding, so we couldn't hire anyone until January anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So once they're hired on, then we actually have enough so that the ratio of neighborhood council advocates to neighborhood council is about 1 to 7 or 8.
So it should be pretty soon. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That is, well, don't forget, when we hire the 5, there's training.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we want to make sure that they're trained up so that, you know, the neighborhood council folks
don't
necessarily know more.
That's all right. I'll just keep asking till you tell me, yep, we got it.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to say, yes, they're all there, 100%. Yes, that is definitely the goal. And thank you, actually, for bringing up Neighborhood Council Civic University. I know Mike has been working very hard to pull that together, and it will start on the 17th. And that would be the first session, Tuesday, January 17th in the evening. And so we actually have been following up with neighbor councils who haven't responded by sending 2 reps, a woman and a man, and to participate. And we've been calling and emailing those neighbor councils to make sure that they have someone to represent them at this training, because it's actually really, really great training.
One more thing, Commissioner Atkinson again. See, that's the issue with these new people on the board. So all the messages went out from Dunn, you know, about Civic U, and then I even sent out an email to my area, South LA, to the presidents and the co-chairs. And it's interesting that I got back, oh, we didn't know anything about it. And I'm saying, you get stuff. But what's happening, these people are so new and they're so busy doing other stuff, governance and getting their board together and following the rules. And so these emails sometimes get lost. I don't know how. That's why I always ask about this staff, contact these folks or go to their meetings or something to push some of these things. Yeah. And because those are the very people who need the training.
Yes.
And they're and I talked to one co-chair from Empowerment Congress Central, who's a vice chair. And I sent her an email. She said she didn't see my email, but she didn't see the Dunn's email because she's busy doing something else. So that's why I'm concerned about there's not enough contact.
Well, that's why we're following up with calls, too. I know staff were calling and sending individual emails. Sometimes they won't necessarily open our newsletter or the monthly profile, but they will open their advocates' email. So we're definitely trying to contact as many of the folks as we can.
Gracie, is there an update on the election report?
Yes. So I mentioned earlier that we anticipated being completed this week and submitted to the City Council.
Great. Is that something that you'll be able to share?
Yes. As soon as we're going to upload it, I'll send it to the Commission directly, so you'll have it. It'll also probably go out in our newsletter on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it?
Okay, General Jeff, you have a card. You thought I was going to forget you, didn't you?
I did not. You're so observant, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Commission. My name is General Jeff, Chair of the Skid Row Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. And I want to acknowledge that we have a fellow member from Skid Row, Catherine McNinney's in attendance. I don't know if she spoke in public comment, but, you know, just like the community of Herman, we're excited, ready to get started, and we have multiple members in attendance as well. I definitely want to give props to anyone from Glacelle Park's Neighborhood Council and being number three. That's a very impressive 15 years. You know, we're just getting started, so we're just looking up like we're trying to get to one. And, you know, after last month in Wilmington, to see, you know, Wilmington and Central San Pedro and them celebrating 15 years, and it just, you know, it's just rubbing off, and it's so exciting to see the Neighborhood Council process really, for us to rub elbows with the pioneers that actually made it work. And so we're very excited. In regards to specifics about the subdivision policy, obviously I filled out my public comment card, and I was hoping the general manager was going to come with some great breaking news, but it wasn't what we had hoped for. But when the general manager said that there would be notifications going out soon, it's unclear whether it would be to the chair of the formation committees or would it be to the liaisons, the community liaisons, and also too, will the subdivision applications, those that are approved, would they actually go online for all the world to see, or are we, is it our responsibility to let potential voters know that may have questions about our application, like what part of that process, you know, would actually have to happen? And so those are a couple of questions that have actually come to the top of my mind. Thank you.
Catherine McKinney? Did I get that right? Okay.
I came here just to say hello. I hadn't been to a BONC meeting yet. My name is Catherine McKinney. Very close. And I'm sitting over here with the Rebel Faction Subdividers, future Subdividers.
They're like Rebel Lines.
Pirate ship over here. And I have been a Skid Row resident for 7 years. And I love my community. And I have been very active with the Downtown Los Angeles Neighborhood Council for, I stopped when we started to subdivide, maybe about 5 years, and it just became very, very clear to me through those years that we really needed our own effort to focus on some of the very extreme problems that we have in the community, in my community that I love. And so I just wanted to say hello. There are more of us, and I'm one of them, and I look forward to coming to more of these meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hayes, you have a card.
He has 4 minutes left. He only spoke on the first one. And then.
Thank you, Commissioner Atkinson, for your observation. A good GM will get right on your concerns. Okay, I'd like to make a request to the GM. The council has reduced our speaking time to 1 minute, 60 seconds. Previously, it was 2 minutes. Now, we can remedy that, but we'd rather you talk to them about giving us our 2 minutes back, because they're going to blame you if we go in there with our methods. Your methods are good, sound, worthwhile. Not disturbing, not aggravating, but we have other methods because we want to stimulate them and make them do it. Make them do it. No request, no pleading. Do it. Give us back our 2 minutes. And if you want to do as you do here, not take 2 minutes, go right ahead. But we want our 2 minutes back. I've never seen a council do this before. Take 2 minutes from the public. So I would like, if you can, address this issue to members of the city council. Make someone seem like they're a hero by just coming up with the idea. Let's restore the 2 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, item number 12, with regards to our board retreat. I'm waiting to hear from Commissioner Webby with regards to a possible facilitator. If the person that she has previously spoken to cannot, I'm going to reach out to all of the commissioners and the department and say, hi, do you have an idea? I don't think anybody's got any money, so it would be a volunteer job. We do have one person who's definitely going to speak there, and that's going to be our Deputy City Attorney, Carmen Hawkins, is going to talk to us about our policies, procedures, et cetera, and such as that. But that is where we are right now. We're still scheduled for the 23rd, and I'll know soon when I talk to Commissioner Webby again as to whether or not the person she had in mind can fill the position. And if any board members have any ideas with regards to what they'd want to discuss, other than talking about planning for the next year, what our priorities should be, please get your comments to the chair of the ad hoc committee, which would be Commissioner Webby, until she goes out of town, and then I guess I'll be it. Okay? So that's where we are there. We are now on number 13, discussion and possible action in regards to West Side Neighborhood Council's bylaw application. I think everybody has a copy of the application and the department's take on it. This matter was tabled.
Hi, Bradley. See you tomorrow.
From our last meeting. Hi. You're with?
Hello. I'm Jasmine L. Barbary. I'm with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment.
I know, Jasmine. Okay. Have a seat for a minute.
Okay, sorry.
Don't run up. I just wanted you to announce yourself. Sit. Be right back.
Sit.
Because when after I've finished, I'm going to ask you to come up and explain the department's position. You look so casual today. It's great. Okay. I wanted to explain to the rest of the commissioners. This matter was on at our last meeting. There was a motion to table. At that meeting, we received the formal report from the department. The plan says that after being presented with the report with regards to bylaws adjustments, that the item must be on the next agenda. This is the next agenda following when we were formally presented with the bylaws amendment request, which would have been on the 19th of last month. So I know we have been requested by some of the people from the Neighborhood Council, from Westside Neighborhood Council, to put this over until either another meeting or until we meet in the West Side, but because of the way the plan is written, that is not possible. We can't do that. So we are going to hear it today. I presume you're all aware that what they're asking is to go from 2-year board to 4-year board and continue their selections. We'll hear from the department, and then we have an email comment by one of the board members from Westside that we'll read. I think you've all got a copy of it. There are copies we'll put out, and the department has copies. Thank you. So now, Jasmine.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for the introduction, Commissioner. So, as was stated, the Westside Neighborhood Council wanted to move from 2-year to 4-year terms without staggering, and the department denied the request due to the significant dip in outreach numbers over time and candidate registration and stakeholder turnout at the elections has been dropping significantly over the years. It's explained in more detail in what you have before you with the numbers. And also because extending the terms from 2 years to 4 years would further limit the opportunity for the community to participate, we believe that it makes the Neighborhood Council more exclusive than inclusive. And so that was our reason for denying the request.
Questions from any commissioners? Eve, you look like you wanted to ask a question? Okay.
Are there other neighborhood, Commissioner Levin, are there other neighborhood councils in the system who have 4-year terms?
I can answer. Gracie Liu. There aren't other neighborhood councils, but they're staggered so that there's always a 2-year election every 2 years. Initially, West LA Neighborhood Council had a 4-year straight, but even the board decided on its own to stagger because they wanted to make sure that they participated in elections every 2 years because it is a big, you know, one of the more massive ways that neighborhood councils can do outreach on a regional and also citywide scale.
And then do you have a sense for why Westside has requested that they be every 4 years instead of 2 years?
What they have stated is that the process of doing elections is time-consuming, difficult, and that they believe that having low competition signifies that they're doing an excellent job, and that means that the community wants them to continue as they are, so that elections are not, they're costly and time-consuming to happen every 2 years.
Now, they don't have an election, do they?
I'm sorry, selection. They have their selection process, right.
Commissioner Atkinson. So if they have an election every 4 years instead of every 2 years, how do they avoid that coronation theory? I mean, so somebody could be in office for 4 years and then they could run again and be another 4 years and they hadn't done total outreach, so you had the same people all the time. I mean, did they explain how they thought that this would improve the participation of the community by letting themselves stay in office for 4 years?
Not quite, but what they've stated is that they do their outreach through their community events and through some mailers, and so continuing the process, the community approves of them being in their seats. And they've also stated that when board members resign, they quickly fill, so they always have a full board.
Mr. Sinclair.
So I'm wondering, just to clarify, so every 4 years they want to have an election or a selection? Like right now they currently have a selection, so they want to just move that to every 4 years?
Correct.
Or they want to switch to an election every 4 years?
Selections, okay. Every 4 years without staggering.
Commissioner Schaefer, if I might. You mentioned that outreach was declining and participation was declining. Could you explain that, please?
Yeah, I'd like to clarify my statement. Not that outreach was declining. They have done their outreach through the stakeholder, through the events that they've listed. And I believe she's, Terry, the chair, stated that they sent out around 2,000 postcards about the selection that was coming up, but the numbers of candidate registration and the number of voters has been declining. That's what's been in decline.
And I also want to clarify that the last several selections, they had no contested seats. So in essence, at the selection process, the board members voted themselves in.
Has this always been true, or have they had some competition? It's just declining.
Since they've had selections, they've had uncontested seats. So when they had elections, they had contested seats.
And when did they switch?
2012. So for three selection cycles.
And over those three, the numbers have been going lower as compared to elections, then selections, and then now to move from 2-year terms to 4, we think would lower the numbers even more.
Have you noticed any major turnovers in their board in the last, since the 2012 elections?
I can answer that. I mean, I've been to a number. I do want to just clarify Commissioner Lippman. I do want to clarify. I haven't been to the selections, but I have been to a number of their events. And, you know, not only were they selected for one of the great streets for Pico Boulevard, and they've been working heavily on that, they do a Pick Pico event that attracts thousands of people from the neighborhood. So they definitely know how to do outreach in terms of what neighborhood councils are expected or are chartered really to do in the community. When they have a big event, they do movies in the park as well. I was told that they've had 7 out of 17 board members resign since the last or in the previous cycle, but those board positions are filled. So it's kind of unclear, and until we can kind of ask somebody from the neighborhood council, it's hard to really get a direct answer, I guess, on some of the questions.
Let me ask you a question. and you might even chime in if you want to, Eli. These are outreach events. I mean, I know that, like, in my neighborhood council, we have a couple each year where we've got like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But we make people aware we're there. We do separate outreach for our elections by sending out notice of our elections and things of that nature, having candidate nights and things like that. Other than general outreach, where they have all these people, do they do candidate outreach where they are actually advertising for candidates and advertising their elections? Does anybody know?
In the comments that Terry submitted, she stated that the board distributed 2,000 postcards about the election. That is the information that I have.
You know, as part of the selection process, we are supposed to receive an outreach plan for selections, and we have not received that for Westside, so we can't actually, particularly about the last selections, so we can't speak on what type of outreach was done. But you're right, Commissioner, in the sense that when they do their PICO events, which are very successful, and their other events, it is general. We are neighbor council type of outreach, as opposed to we are looking for candidates at our next selection.
Did you do that? Or
no, they don't, as far as I understand.
All right. Interesting. Okay, if I may, I'm going to read what Terry Tippett, what is her position?
She's the chair.
She's the chair. How long has she been the chair?
I want to say as long as I have been with the department, which is almost 10 years, maybe. I don't know. Eli, you might.
How are their officers chosen?
They are voted in by the other board members.
This came from Terry Tippett. It's dated today at 4:06 p.m., and she apologizes more or less for using her cell. She says, "We have always held elections. We never canceled because we did not have enough stakeholders running for seats. We have full boards since our first election, December 2002. Many times between elections, board members have resigned for various reasons, and the stakeholder taking that seat will run for full term next election. So actually, we do have new board reps. We outreached at many community events, PICO, that 5,000 stakeholders attend, movies in the local park in summer. We announce elections, and they run a PA about Westside Neighborhood Council before every movie. Other events include Hyler Harvest, events at Westside Pavilion, to name a few. We distributed 2,000 postcards about election. Each seat has an alternate, so seat is represented at all meetings. There were many NC that had less than 300 voters. We feel that Stephen Bach should not have been the one to make the bylaw determination. He made it quite clear he does not like the way Westside, and well, she has WNC, runs, even though many other NC members and elected officials may say we are one of the better NC boards. He refers quite openly to others that our election is a coronation, not election. We respectfully ask the commission to approve our appeal. If I had my notes, I could say more." That is,
let me find it. I'm just going to go.
The email from Ms. Tippett. Yes.
Commissioner Sinclair, I just had a question about what is the population size they're representing? Like, is 2,000 a significant amount of their stakeholders or voters? Does anyone know, like, roughly what size?
You know, I don't have the exact size for Westside Neighborhood Council, although it has to be a minimum of 20,000 stakeholders for every neighborhood council, unless you have a special situation, which they do not. And I do want to note too that I do believe that Terry Tippett is speaking on elections, which this is likely very true, everything that she said, but we are talking about the fact that they have selections now, and in the last election cycle, they had 12 candidates for 14 open seats, I think it was at the time, and so they didn't have contested. In fact, I know that for the selections, she has asked the department to do a board affirmation. For elections, if you have no contested seats, we do a board affirmation. We don't do that for selections. So, but each time she's asked for a board affirmation because she says, well, we don't have any contested seats, so we might as well just have the affirmation. And we say, no, you have to actually, selections are different. You have to actually do the vote, which is what ends up, like, every candidate just votes for themselves.
Do you have any idea what their process is for filling board vacancies? Like, do their bylaws call? Well, I can take a look right here.
I think we have the bylaws.
Interesting.
Of a permanent vacancy, the presiding officer shall nominate a replacement officer to be seated after approval by the governing board. The replacement shall serve for the remainder of the term.
Can you speak into the mic?
Oh.
I can see that. No, I can see what you're doing.
Page 10. Maybe that's something.
I was.
It doesn't say it was.
So from what I can see is that if there's a vacancy, they put it on their agenda and post the agenda. So it doesn't appear that they advertise vacancies. It appears that for filling vacancies, there's very limited outreach, which Or do you know anything different?
Not to my knowledge.
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah.
Comments?
Sinclair here. I have a quick question.
Sinclair.
About the selection process, how is their selection committee determined? Is it open to members of the public that come in, or is it friends or people that are on their committees?
Typically, the selection process, there's a neutral third party that is chosen by the board to operate the selection process. I don't have in front of us how they did who the neutral third party was. It usually is not someone running because they have to be neutral.
Just for clarification, a selection can be in many forms, but it's a non-secret ballot. It can be by raising hands, like at a town hall. It can be turning in a ballot with markings on it. But there's nothing secret about it, so people are going to know how you vote. So that's the major difference between a selection and an election.
So I guess my question is, it says that there is... What, they had 30 people at their last selection process? Is that what I read? So it seems like that's not very many people, so I'm just wondering what their outreach is to get people to vote in this election. If they went from 300 people in an election down to 30 people, that's for 14 seats, that's pretty much...
I'd just like to point out that was for the selections in 2012. And in 2014, and then this most recent one had 12 candidates for the 14 open seats. So that's reduced from 30 even more, down to that 12.
Do you know what the number of people participating in the selection was?
In the 2016 selection?
Yeah.
I believe it was 12.
You had 12 seats and 12 people participating?
I believe that they voted themselves in.
They voted themselves in.
I think that's the department's concern. you know, we know that when there's no contested seats, then there's not going to be a high turnout. So with the selection process, we've seen this repeated, you know, for the last three selection cycles for West Side Neighbor Councils, and we think that's something needs to change, and it's not from extending to 2 to 4 years so that you have, like, fewer selections.
I'm going to get this straight. The 12 candidates voted for themselves, and there were no other voters.
That is our understanding. If there were more voters, we don't know of them at this point.
Any other questions? Does someone wish to make a motion? I would invite a motion from someone on the floor.
I would like to make a motion. Maggie Derrick-Hero. Do we have any discussions? Or we already went through the discussion.
We have no cards on this.
Okay.
Okay,
so I would like to go ahead and make a motion that we go ahead and take a vote.
The motion would have to be either we deny the appeal or we sustain the appeal.
Oh, I'm denying it.
So the form of the motion would have to be that you would move that the board either deny or oppose deny the appeal from the determination of the department as stated in the department's report, or that we accept the appeal and grant the bylaw amendment.
Okay, then I would like to make the motion that we deny the appeal.
And accept the report of the department?
Correct.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. That we deny the appeal and accept the report of the department. It has been seconded. Any further discussion?
Would you like to identify who seconded the motion?
I'm sorry. Commissioner Atkinson seconded the motion. Thank you.
I want to just, can I?
Commissioner Littman.
So for discussion purposes, I just want to, in defense of the West Side Neighborhood Council, I guess, I just want to say that they're an extremely active council. They show up at Congress, they show up at Westside Regional Alliance meetings, they show up at Budget Advocate and other meetings. They have very good outreach events. They do a really good job of outreach in the community. The concern, you know, there's definitely a concern from the department. My concern is less so specifically about their process or lack of engagement at the selection process. It's more an issue, and this is a broader issue for me, of the resources of the department. And I think that there's really that we as a commission should be looking in the future at all neighborhood councils in terms of consistency of elections/elections, in the sense that, you know, It is a lot of work, and it is very difficult. And a lot of that work and difficulty is taken on by the department, and it's complicated by neighborhood councils that are sort of outside of the parameters that the department has kind of set. And this one not only is outside of when all of the other neighborhood councils have their elections or selections, it's in November, but to not have an election or selection every 2 years like every other neighborhood council, it puts it as an outlier, and I think that is problematic for the neighborhood council system as a whole, because it encourages others. It sets a precedent that others might want to follow, and that creates even more complications for the department and for us as BONC, and also I think for stakeholders understanding what neighborhood councils do. So my concern is more on a broader level of kind of consistency. You know, my kind of suggestion to put out there, and it sounds like the consensus today may be to approve the motion made by Commissioner Maggie is that the Westside Neighborhood Council is approached about doing staggered elections and instead of elections where they can have 4-year terms, but there's still a election process every 2 years to make it consistent with the rest of the neighborhood councils. So people can serve for the 4 years, but there would still be some continuity of the board. So I think that should be something proposed to the Westside Neighborhood Council so that they could be provided that opportunity. But I think it makes it challenging for the department as a whole with all neighborhood councils if there are outliers that are significantly different than the rest of the neighborhood council processes.
Any further discussion? All right. Because of the nature of this, I'm going to ask that we do a quick roll call if we could.
Commissioner Schaefer?
I will vote yes on the motion.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Yes.
Commissioner Maggie Deodakidus?
Yes.
Commissioner Sinclair?
Yes.
Commissioner Littman?
Yes.
They have 5-0.
Thank you. Unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for being patient and letting us get to your report. Thank you. By the way, that was good. You explained it well. By the way, one thing disturbed me. General Manager, Ms. Liu, you said that they had not turned in a particular report for the last number of times?
Well, I know for the 2016, we did not receive the outreach plan. I would check for 2014 and 2012. I don't believe we got them for those selections either, but I will check. And to Commissioner Littman's point, it is a difficult thing to do outreach for election or selection. And so we do realize that, and one of the recommendations in our election report back to City Council is that the department is funded, as we have requested in our budget cycle for next year, to conduct these election outreach or selection outreach for neighborhood councils for candidates.
That would be a great thing to happen. I'm sorry, but I was of the opinion that there was some mechanism or something that would happen if you failed to present some type of outreach plan or what have you prior to an election or selection.
It's not, we don't call off your selection or election. No, it's not something that harsh.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Finding number 14. And I guess since I've been in on it, I'll make the motion. Be the easiest way. I would move that the commission revise their standing rules with regards to the
Commissioner, can you please advise the public that there's been a substitute document that's been
thank you
to replace the original one that still outlines the schedule of meeting dates for 2017, but it is reflected as the accurate amendment to Rule 3. And there are copies that are now available at the public table if anyone wants to review it.
That was Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, and I will adopt that. Okay. What she's saying is that there is a on the table, there is a copy with the complete verbiage that even precedes and the notations that follow the meeting schedule. And so that being the case, I once again move that the board vote to revise their standing rules to accept the newly proposed 2017 meeting schedule pursuant to rules of order, rule number 3. And we have them there. Good night. Can I get a second?
Second.
Does anybody object to the motion? Nobody objects? Then by consensus, motion will pass. We have a unanimous. Okay, that one's adopted. Well, we know that we have a newsletter editor. Hmm. I don't think he has anything to propose for this month.
When is our next meeting would then be
our next
February 7th, correct?
No, our next meeting is actually going to be, it'll be our retreat on the 23rd. We will have an agenda at that time, and the meeting after that will be on the 7th of February. So if there's something you want to bring up at the retreat that you'd like us to vote on with regards to a newsletter, you can do that.
Okay.
It's just that you have to have something presented beforehand so that the public can also see it and comment.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Is there, I think it's prudent if we were to inform neighborhood councils about the retreat, correct? It's a public meeting, right?
It is a public meeting just like any other meeting, yes.
Is there a way to get that included in the department's newsletter?
Yes, we did send it out also in the our neighbor council monthly profile to all the neighbor council members today. But it will also go out in our newsletters.
Okay, great. Okay.
Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, also Commissioner Eli, it is noted in today's bonk agenda. The retreat date has been previously publicized and continues to be in the bonk agendas.
Okay.
And if any commissioner wants to send it out to their respective areas, that works also. Moving on. Number 16, commission business. We have one card. Mr. Hayes?
Thank you. I'd like to commend you on your letter. The questionnaire in the back gives lots of stimulation for discussion we need to have in our council, and I believe every other.
Sir, can you speak into the mic, please, for the record?
You beat me to it.
And so I think it's excellent for you to outlay your relationship with the council and our response we should provide to you. And I really am delighted to see this. It was excellent, and the questions are excellent. I'm going to take it upon myself to see to it that our entire council, the membership, gets this letter, so we'll all be on the same so-called page in this subject matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, comment on activities, brief announcements, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody?
No.
Okay. I'm only going to bring up one quick thing. We have the Civic U starting the 17th. I know that they're going to be looking for help in facilitating the breakouts. Any commissioner that can make it for all three nights, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. I know they'd love to have you. And if you can't, at least come the first night or the last night, let them know you're going to be there to support the Civic U. And I don't know that there's anything else.
No.
Do we have a motion?
I would like to make a motion. Do we meet and adjourn?
Okay. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any objection? No objection. Adjourned. Thank you all.
What time does Civic U start? At Eaton Center?
I think it's 6.
For those of you who don't know, now you know where things are.
So, Mike, somebody, yeah, this needs to get put into
our media guy.
Into the rules. You need to pull this page, pull the existing page out, and put this one in. I'll send it over as a word.
We have to have someone says amended.
How did you happen to come by her?
It's all done.
Oh, we got it.
It's all done. I'll send over the word document and because I don't know. I'm assuming it's in a PDF. Somebody can un-PDF it. Yeah.
Kind of happened on that neighborhood.
Because what happened last year is you guys did this, and this just got posted, and the rules themselves never got amended.
That was it?
Yeah, but so we were there for a while. It was pretty cool. It was really nice. We liked the neighborhood.
I feel like, what can I say and not say?
It's like really close to.
I'm going to ask that for the retreat.
To South Park.
I haven't been able to talk to her.
We were there for like 4 months, and then our there was a big rain, like there was over the weekend.
North Valley.
And
we
had to evacuate.
Otherwise, it's a nice area.
I mean, it's just a building, man.
Sometimes.
Fix the roof. Take a small tennis score.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So what did you do with your plan today?
Yeah, and so
he was on the front page last week.
No doubt. Yeah, we were there